Good morning. My name is Whitney Garney, and I have the pleasure of talking to you about a project that a community academic partnership initiated. I am on the academic side of the partnership. I work at Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. However, we do have one of our community partners present, so I do want to point out Britt Allen. Raise your hand. He is instrumental in this project, too. So. I do not have any relationships to disclose. So our project was located in Madison County, Texas. And before I get into the details of the initiative, I want to give a little bit of context about this rural community. Have any of you worked in rural areas? Like three people? Okay. Well, this may be a shock to the rest of you, but there's some issues. So in Texas, which is the state Madison County is located in, the rate of uninsured individuals was 32% in 2012. We're comparing that to the national average of 21%, so there's a big disparity. Madison County specifically, as you can see by the diagram, is one of six rural communities in the Brazos Valley region. It's a region of seven counties, so there is a metropolitan hub, which is where Texas A&M is located. And it's at what we like to call in Texas the Texas Triangle. So it's kind of in the center of the Austin-San Antonio area, the Houston area, and then the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it's about 466 square miles and has a population of about 14,000 people. So it is a very rural community. It is, by Hearst's definition, a non-metropolitan area. And I work at Texas A&M, as I mentioned. For the past 12 years, we have been conducting population health assessments of the Brazos Valley region. And according to our most recent assessment in 2013, about 25.7% of the residents in Madison County were uninsured. Of those people who were uninsured, about 85% of them could not afford health insurance. So Madison County is a rural area, as I mentioned. However, it does have a lot of unique resources available to it. While they might not be the healthcare services and social services that we typically consider as resources, they've maximized what they do have available. The first is they have a critical access hospital, so it's about a 25-bed unit that's part of a larger healthcare system in Texas. They have a lot of local churches and philanthropic organizations that work together to truly maximize what they can provide to their residents. And then they have a unique entity called the Madison Health Resource Center, and I'm going to describe that in a bit more detail. So to really describe the disparities that we were dealing with our partnership, I pulled out some data that we gathered from our population health assessment. This is comparing Madison County to the larger region within Central Texas it's located at, and then also the individuals who are below the poverty level or who are uninsured. As you can see, their rates just continue to rise as you get further down the continuum. So Madison County had about 19% of its residents report that they had poor or fair health status. About 23% didn't have a regular health care provider. And then 20% actually reported that their access to health care was not good. And that continued to rise as we looked at the individuals who were below the poverty level and then those who were uninsured. Most significantly, about 62% of the uninsured didn't have a regular health care provider, and 52% didn't have good access to health care. So this is a major disparity in our region that we've been trying to address. This is the 2013 data. We've been doing this since 2002, so actually the rates have gotten a little bit better. Which is good, but they're still pretty bad. So one of the things that our community academic partnership has worked on over the past 10 years is a model that we call a health resource center. And the health resource center located in Madison County was really instrumental in our Affordable Care Act awareness campaign. So I want to give you a little bit of background about what this model is and what it provides to the rural residents. So it's conceptualized as what we like to say a one-stop shop. So it's a facility that is community-owned, locally subsidized, that service providers from the rural from the metropolitan hub in Brazos County, where Texas A&M is located, can come out to the rural areas and offer services on an interim basis. So they may come once a week, they may come once a month, they may come as they have appointments, but they have a facility that they can come to with no overhead cost, so they don't have to incur additional expenses for co-locating their services. However, residents in the rural areas can go to this place and access services that otherwise wouldn't have been available to them. So the mission is to improve access to health care and health status for Brazos Valley residents through collaboration and coordination of services. In addition to housing those different providers, they all have a transportation program. So access to services was a huge issue, as you saw on that last slide. And accompanying that was transportation issues, so people couldn't get to the services since they weren't already located in their county. So the Resource Center offers free transportation using a volunteer driver program to transport residents from Madison County to that metropolitan area where there are specialty services, primary health care, things like that that they may need. And then lastly, the Resource Center idea has and two primary staff members, an executive director and an office manager. Each of those individuals offer different services to rural residents. So the executive director does service coordination. So they try to holistically look at the individual and what needs they may have, and then refer them out or bring in providers to address those needs. The office manager helps with medication assistance if there's expenses that they can't cover, information and referral if services aren't already located at the Resource Center, most recently a telemedicine project that we've implemented, and then those service providers. So the Madison Health Resource Center, which is really the driver of this project to increase awareness about the Affordable Care Act, was opened in November of 2003. It's located at the Rural Access Hospital in their professional building, and it has educational programs. If any of you guys know how hard it is to get rural residents to a health education program, Madison County actually gets at least 40 people every time they have one, so it's a pretty significant project that they've got going on. They provide information and referrals, as I mentioned, in the Resource Center model, medication assistance. They do senior meals for residents, service coordination, and then they have telemedicine that delivers mental health counseling and substance abuse assessment and treatment at free cost. They also have a community health worker component that we utilize in this project. Okay, so as I mentioned, I am part of a community academic partnership. We have been working together with Madison County over the past 10 years. And we have done a lot of different projects, but most recently we applied for an HRSA ORHP grant to implement the telemedicine services in Madison County. And those services deliver mental health counseling using doctoral students in the final phases of their training from Texas A&M, as well as substance abuse assessment and treatment. In the second year of our funding during the ORHP grant, all the grantees were offered a unique opportunity to apply for supplemental funding of $25,000 to increase awareness about ACA. So my colleagues in Madison County and I wrote an application for that and were awarded funding. And so what we did was we developed a health communication campaign using community health workers to increase awareness about the ACA. We really wanted to target more low-income, non-English-speaking residents in Madison County, and there are a lot of barriers to working in rural communities, especially when you're talking about the ACA or Obamacare, as they like to call it, and if you ask them the difference between the two, there are. But so we chose to use this community health worker model because it could overcome some of those barriers that we knew we were going to be dealing with. So the Madison Health Resource Center had certified two community health workers, and they were the source of our campaign. The community health workers served to connect individuals that needed the health care and social services that the Resource Center offered before the campaign, so they were ideal for the situation. They're trusted members within their community, and then they possess a close understanding of ethnicity, language, socioeconomic status, and life experiences within the community that they're located. And so the message that these community health workers were really delivering to their fellow residents were information about how to enroll in ACA. So in larger communities, you have enrollment specialists who can actually help you enroll, and Madison County has one. So those SCHWs were really trying to identify residents who wanted to become enrolled and then connect them with that individual. Or if they were able to enroll by themselves, then they would provide them resources to do so. So they worked through a variety of different channels, and so most significantly they worked with the Hispanic parent-teacher organization at the one school district in the county, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, and then they worked with individual clients at the Resource Center and through educational events. And as I mentioned, the audience for the communication campaign was low-income, non-English-speaking Hispanic residents. So a bit more about the community health worker model that we used. At Texas A&M, we're fortunate enough to have the National Community Health Worker Training Center. So they were really instrumental in developing these this concept and training our community health workers. So the community health workers served as frontline public health workers. They were in the community every day that they served, and their job never ended. They would have conversations with individuals, and as opportunities arise, they did share the information about the ACA awareness. And then in addition to that, they acted as a liaison between the Resource Center and then that insurance enrollment specialist between community members who needed access to that that insurance coverage enrollment help. They were facilitators during the process because they were trusted within their community, and then they also shared common characteristics with the people that they were serving. In our case, they were paid CHWs. They are transitioning now to become volunteers. That was the understanding after the grant funding ended. We gave them 2 stipends and every 6 months of the communication campaign. So one of the most significant things that emerged out of this project was an awareness partnership. So as I mentioned, Madison County is a very rural community. There's a lot of stigmas associated with the Affordable Care Act, to say the least. However, the community health workers and then their subsequent liaisons in Madison County at the Resource Center were able to form partnerships with the health center, the Madison County Emergency Management personnel, local churches and schools and civic organizations, and then ourselves at Texas A&M and that National Community Health Worker Training Center. And so that really set the precedent for the outreach events that took place after that, as well as future activities that are still in the process of happening. So lastly, I just want to conclude with some of the results that we've had so far. And I realize that some of you who work in more urban areas might not consider this a huge success, but in a rural community, it really is a substantial progress. So partners that were engaged in actually delivering the community communication campaign were the health center, that rural access hospital, the Madison County Emergency Management personnel, local churches, schools, and civic organizations. The community health workers worked with each of those organizations to disseminate educational materials at different events that they had, or just gave it to them so they could distribute it to their clients or individuals that they came into contact with in the case of the emergency management people. And then the CHWs all hosted 3 community education events in Spanish. They had about 43 attendees at each event, and they referred over 20 individuals to the enrollment specialist in Madison County. So this is kind of a snapshot of where we've come in Madison County, which is huge progress in our eyes.